Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. My guest today is Dr. Jeffrey Gladd, G-L-A-D-D, and this is part two of our discussion. Dr. Gladd is an innovator in the field of integrative medicine, and he's also an advocate for changing the way that we practice medicine, moving more towards a holistic model. But he's also a tech-oriented guy. He has launched the web's first nutrient depletion calculator, which is called mitavin.com, M-Y-T-A-V-I-N.com, which is fascinating. Jeffrey, tell us a little bit about mitavin.com.
Sure. As I've gotten to go to lots of conferences on integrative medicine and health promotion and holistic care, seeing this really a bit of a theme that wasn't getting spoken about too much, and that's the fact that many of the medications that we use, and very common medications, which we'll get into, actually have been shown to deplete certain vitamins and minerals from the body. And as you think about that and you say, well, gosh, we're utilizing more medications than we ever have, we're putting more and more people on medications, and people are feeling worse and worse, and we think the disease process is progressing, but in fact it may be that our therapies that we're using could be contributing to those symptoms or those worsening or that progression. And so I heard a couple people speak on this. Alan Simons, one of them, who's a pharmacist in Kentucky, I believe. Dr. Tarone Logdog, who's a great friend and mentor of mine, spoke about it at the nutrition conference. And there was just a really lack of content for the public. And I just thought it was a great way of there's got to be a way of delivering this information so people can understand it and utilize it for both practitioners as well as patients. Had a bit of a background in developing technology, having started purehealthmd.com, which after a couple years sold to the Discovery Channel. And so I went about creating a calculator that helped people, put in your medications using all the PubMed references and the real evidence, solid scientific evidence to support a risk of nutrient depletion, letting patients connect those things. And so they can decide for themselves, do I start supplementing some of these vitamins that I might be at risk of deficiency for, or do I work with my doctor to look into them or follow them? And same with, providers, helping alert them to those connections. And so I use it all the time in the office. And it's one of the first things I do with a new patient is take their medication list, run it through the Mitavin calculator, and show them not just the nutrients that they're actively or potentially actively depleting, but we've also listed the symptoms, the common symptoms of those deficiency states. And lo and behold, not surprising to you, Ron, that there's a pretty big correlation between what they came in for and what these nutrient depletions may be doing to them. And so it's a really great way of, simply trying to, help patients understand why they may be feeling a certain way.
So let's take a look at some case studies, because if you go to mitavin.com, you list some case studies. Your first case study has to do with diabetes. And I'll read it verbatim. It says, let's say a patient sees his doctor after some routine blood work. His blood sugar is elevated and he has a family history of diabetes. In order to bring the blood sugar down, he is placed on glucophage or metformin. So what's going to happen from a nutrient standpoint if a person is taking metformin? What's Mitavin going to tell us?
Yeah, so you run that and you see that there's several different pieces of data, several articles outlining the risk of B12 and folic acid deficiency, two vitamins essential for nerve health and nerve function. So brain, but also distal nerves to the hands and feet. What's one of the most common side effects and concerns of diabetes? Diabetic neuropathy. You go on metformin, a generic and reasonably good medication for helping to lower blood sugar. If lifestyle isn't doing the trick, and the doctor and the patient are unaware of these potential deficiencies, not following B12 or folic acid levels, or in fact not taking anything that may protect them, they come back to the office and, hey, their A1C has been great for 3 to 5 years, but now we've got numbness in our feet. And immediately the diagnosis will go right to diabetic neuropathy.
Yeah, they'll just say, hey, you know, I guess that's, you know, tough luck because your diabetes has caused you to lose sensation in your feet and have pain and burning.
Absolutely. And not to mention that, you know, their blood sugars may have been normal, but they still would say diabetic neuropathy.
That would be the presumption if they didn't know about the nutrient connection.
Totally. And unfortunately, rather than, you know, look into B12 and folic acid, maybe even just, you know, take a B complex to potentially reverse that, more times than not, they're going to walk out with another medication, probably a Neurontin,
yes,
or a Lyrica, right. You know, a typical, you know, a traditional seizure medication, which is used for diabetic neuropathy. Not to mention some other nutrients are going to wind up being depleted there.
And to make it even worse, one of the symptoms of B12 deficiency, other than painful neuropathy, is fatigue or even dementia. And now you start taking a medication that's basically going to dull the sensation from your nerves, and you're going to feel tired, and maybe you're going to feel a little mentally depleted even more. So to compound the difficulty that the B12 deficiency is causing, you're getting into, you know, I call this Jurassic Park medicine. It's like, you know, you combine several medications at once with unpredictable consequences.
Absolutely. And you know, as I got further and further into this and built the database, the scary part is, Ron, it's all the common medications. I mean, the really big players here are the diabetes medications, the oral contraceptive pills, and the PPIs, you know, the acid-suppressing medications, which really probably are the biggest ones there, significantly overused, used, you know, traditionally for long periods of time, and multiple nutrient deficiencies, you know, driven by them, some of which are black box warnings by the FDA.
Which brings us to case study number two, which is about a woman who goes to her doctor because she's suffering from heartburn. Of course, she's given a powerful acid-blocking medication, and that works fine for a while. But then problems ensue. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, she comes back and she's got the fatigue and she's got all these restless leg issues. And then you run that calculator and you see, gosh, here's B12 again. So back to the same things we just talked about for metformin. But now magnesium and iron are in the picture as well. And, you know, in my practice, if you come with restless leg, it's iron deficiency until proven otherwise. And if it's proven otherwise, then it's probably magnesium deficiency. And, you know, low magnesium also results in heart palpitations. And then the potential, you know, Nexium decreasing calcium absorption. And now we see the increased risk of fractures. And so, you know, imagine those symptoms, restless leg, heart palpitations, osteoporosis, and the traditional medical complex, what are they going to do? You know, not just 2 or 3 prescriptions added, but think of all the unnecessary testing that's going to be done to work all those things up and basically show that there's no formal abnormality. So again, it just awareness. I mean, if patients understood this, maybe they could bring this to their doctor. It's why we put all the PubMed references there. I mean, every time you run a calculation, run a medication through, the PubMed references are there so your physician can understand exactly that this isn't just, hey, I think this is what happens. This is what happens. We see this, and I'm certainly, you know, it's not a lock that's exactly what's going on. But again, everything I talk about with patients is you got to weigh the risks and the benefits. And what's the risk of taking B12 to protect against potential B12 deficiency? Very, very little. What's the risk of magnesium supplementation to protect against the medication that's depleting magnesium? Very, very little. So it's just, you know, to me, it's just smart healthcare to be focused on something like nutrient depletion.
So how does it work? People ought to go to mitavin.com and take a test drive because it's fascinating. I'm currently on the site and I've typed in the medication Lasix, and then I need to type in a nutrient to see if there's an interaction.
You just actually just type in the first couple letters of Lasix and you'll get the smart search, and just click on the word Lasix and hit calculate. And immediately you'll be brought up with what we've sort of built as kind of the priority list. You're going to get on the left-hand column, you're going to get your nutrients.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I click on calculate. So it tells me that there may be several things that are depleted.
And then what you're going to get there is a lot more information. So you've got, you know, on the page there, you'll have the nutrients that are listed. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the symptoms of the deficiency of that nutrient. So, you know, make the connections. If you're suffering from some of these conditions, some of these are concerns of yours, you know, think about that vitamin or think about that mineral. And then on the right hand side is your link to the PubMed reference to support that concern. Each nutrient also links out to the National Institute of Health fact page on that vitamin or mineral so that you can read more about it as well. So lots of links out to very reputable resources to help just sort of give people this education and content. It also works the other way. If you click on the tab in the middle at the top there, Ron, which is symptoms.
So what I've done is I've clicked on the word fatigue, which is probably the most common problem that we see in our practice. And I get prompted to click on chronic fatigue, and I'm going to do that. It says chronic fatigue. And I'm going to calculate, and oh boy, there there's a really long list of nutrients that can have an impact on that.
Right. So it helps, you know, so you run that list and can cross-reference it, you know, as you run your medications on the other calculation. But I mean, I just wanted to create something that was very user-friendly, that was very simple, and really just delivered kind of point-of-care information so that providers could be aware of what's going on and can show their patients very easily. I use a giant screen iMac in my office, and I have patients just sit next to me at my desk, and we're just, you know, on the computer looking through this and educating, it's been a very valuable tool for helping to educate patients.
And you also have the website gladmd.com, is that correct?
Correct, yes. That's our home, you know, our home website for our clinic, but also, you know, try to blog there as often as I can so that we've got content to help patients, lots of recipes. We in our community, as part of our practice, we have a membership there, which, so there's meal plans that we've built to help people get started in eating, you know, improving their eating and improving their health. And part of that membership is also helps connect them to a lot of the local farmers in our area for discounts, as well as discounts to our online store, you know, which is some of the supplements and nutrients and herbs that we use in our practice on a daily basis.
Well, that's great. A lot of useful resources at gladmd.com. And so what do you think this is headed, Jeffrey? Do you think there's hope for our medical system? Because, you know, a lot of people predict that it's going to crash and burn because the burden of healthcare costs is going to overwhelm the system. And do you think that these alternative practice models are going to provide a way of saving our system?
I certainly hope so. I don't know how it can't crash and burn. And I think it almost, you know, at some level, I don't hope for that. But, you know, if it results in creative ways of getting out of it and using the principles that we're talking about today, then I may be all for it. But I don't know if we have enough providers who are being educated. I know the numbers are increasing, and certainly there's more and more interest. I speak to medical students, and, you know, more and more each year are interested in kind of the concepts of integrative and holistic care. But I mean, it's essential. We've got to get more practitioners out there in their communities, giving talks, you know, on the local radio, on the local news, doing podcasts, writing content, and got to get the word out. And again, I think it's just going to take a lot, you know, a lot of micro practices that are delivering this content to spread the word, much like we've done with farmers markets.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think we're on the same wavelength in that respect, because our mission is primarily educative. Yeah, it's great to patch people up, and it's important because people break down, and sometimes it's not a merit system. But getting the word out, exhorting people to follow healthier practices, correct diet, right supplementation, avoidance of medication whenever possible, That is, I think, a very, very important element that's missing from our healthcare system. And doctors like you are certainly great role models for the medical students and doctors of the future. So congratulations.
You.
You've certainly done a great job. And, you know, we'll continue to deliver the message.
Yeah, thank you. I look forward to it. I really enjoy talking. I mean, I enjoy working one-on-one with my patients, but I also enjoy working with physicians and providers who just want to figure out a way to go do this, because I think their communities want it, whether they know it or not. They want it. I mean, they've heard the, you know, the fast speak at the end of the pharmaceutical ad, and they're getting more and more worried about that, and they're looking for alternatives.
Well, absolutely. So our Intelligent Medicine call to action today, Dr. Jeffrey Glad's website is gladmd.com, also a very useful clinical tool for not just patients out there, but our healthcare practitioners who are listening to Intelligent Medicine. Mitavin.com, MYTAVIN.com. It's a very useful tool. I'll be using it in my practice. Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Jeffrey Glad. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.